The U.S. House today adopted rules to open the doors on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Alaska Congressman Don Young, like all Republicans, voted no. Afterward, he explained why to Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin.
Young raised a few specific objections to the rules the House adopted. For one, he says they don't give the Republican minority enough power in the process.
What's it allow the minority to do? Nothing. Anytime I'd have to clear with the chairman for me to subpoena witnesses before he could okay it, that's wrong.
The rules direct six committees to continue their impeachment inquiry. Young isn't on those committees, but other Republicans are. Young also objects to the list of committees assigned to the job. He says it's missing an important player.
They won't have the Foreign Affairs Committee in it. They should have, because most of the witnesses that have in secret have been from the State Department. And that's wrong. So it's a bad deal, and I voted no, and I think I'm dead right on it.
Actually, Foreign Affairs is one of the committees that has been taking depositions behind closed doors in the basement of the Capitol, jointly with House Intel and Oversight. And it's among the committees assigned to continue the probe. Beyond those specific process complaints, Young says the inquiry is politically driven and he doesn't see any factual basis for it.
This has been a political sham from the very beginning. And it's been, you know, you think about it, 3 years, all they've ever tried to do is get rid of Trump.
At the heart of the inquiry is a July phone conversation between Trump and the president of Ukraine. According to a rough transcript from the White House, Trump asked that Ukraine look into former Vice President Joe Biden. Supporters of impeachment say Trump was asking a foreign government to help him win re-election by digging up dirt on a political opponent. Young says he believes Trump was conducting the nation's business in that call. He says he doesn't know why Trump discussed Biden with the president of Ukraine, or even which Biden he was referring to.
Does it seem appropriate for the president to ask for an investigation into a political rival?
Did he do that? Oh, he's got documents saying he did that. Have you read a document that said he did that?
He does ask for an investigation.
An investigation. He did say that. Into Trump, I mean to Biden, or into his son?
After an interview that lasted not quite 3 minutes, Young was done.
Corruption is what he said.
No, he talked
about that's enough. Get out of here.
For the record, in the rough transcript of the call, Trump did not use first names but referred to Biden's son and Biden. Trump has since made it clear he wants Ukraine to investigate both father and son, China too.
If it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens.
Critics say Trump, with statements like that, invites foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 election. The House resolution passed easily with only two Democrats voting no. It allows for future House proceedings to be public and for the release of transcripts of what's already taken place. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.